When we first met you back in the summer, asked you your first impressions of the team, one of the things that you really talked about was speed. Now that you've had a first-hand look, is it on par with what you thought early? Is it beyond your expectations?
Well, absolutely. A lot of speed on this team. A lot of speed, especially when you get those World Cup players back. They really push the pace with Shifes and Wheels. And the speed that we can play at is just as we predicted, that I thought back in August.
What do you see different with them out on the ice today compared to in the past before you got all those World Cup guys back?
It's just the execution, the tempo of the way things go, and that's not taking away anything from anybody else. But that first group this morning, they were going. They were going, and that was Litz and Staff and Matthew Perreault. They were going. They drive the bus there, and it was good to see. It was really good to see. They drove the pace up, and in turn, it was only an hour practice because we got what we needed to get accomplished, and the attention to detail was spot on. So,
you see some wide eyes in the youngsters when they get the Shifes and the Wheelers back and see what it's like competing on the ice with them.
Well, I think it's a little bit of a reality check going, I gotta notch it up just a little bit more now. And, you know, for those guys, it's a great experience. It's a great experience to push themselves outside that comfort zone. If they get a chance to push themselves outside that comfort zone, and we always talk about feeling comfortable being uncomfortable, and that's how you know you're getting better. So it's a real good test for those guys.
Is there an update on Matthias?
He's seen the doctor this afternoon.
Any concern there?
I don't think there's much of a concern.
What about Olsen and Cormier? What's their status right now?
We're still day-to-day with both of them.
Okay. Any word on lineups tomorrow, or we wait until tomorrow?
We'll wait until tomorrow. How's that?
can you throw a crumb out about that at all? For instance, with Patrick, they plan?
Like I said, we'll make that decision tomorrow.
Go ahead, Scott. Sorry. Yeah, the repetition of drills and stuff you do, does that kind of breed some sort of creativity for guys? Like when you're doing stuff, structures and that stuff, workout in the morning there, is there any progression of that through camp? Do you start small and work your way up?
Yeah, absolutely. We started components, and we just take basic things and then continue to build, add a player, add another player, add a player. So it's instead of working as maybe a 1-on-2 or a 2-on-2, now it's a 2-on-3 or a 3-on-3 to a 4-on-4 to a 5-on-5. So you build it up. So you crawl before you walk, and you crawl and walk before you run. So to make sure we continue to build the foundation and then continue to build the house on top of it. So
much has been made of the depth of this team, how it's improved. What's that do for the competitive level out there on a scrimmage like today's, for instance?
Oh, it drives it. It drives it. The compete and the work, and you saw that in the first two periods last night. I think that was really evident in the game, and I think we had a dip in the third period, but the compete and the drive, they know there's opportunity there, and everyone wants to showcase and put their best foot forward for it.
How do you put your finger on that dip? What causes that?
I think there's some inexperience. You know, you look at our lineup last night, there's a little bit of inexperience. And I think in the second period, we had some golden opportunities to put the puck in the net, and we just never capitalized. And they capitalized on, you know, a couple plays that, you know, it's preseason. So snafu on the faceoff in the defensive zone, and then just a little miscommunication. So, you know, that's part and parcel of what you learn throughout the preseason, and we move forward. But I loved our compete, and I loved the pace that we played at. And, you know, we're day five of camp here, and day four yesterday leading up to the game. So, there's going to be a little dip with some of the younger players and trying to push through that threshold.
What do you expect as the preseason games go along? Execution level changes, intensity level changes, what all?
I think separation starts to happen. You're going to see the separation start to happen. You hope to see the separation. You hope not. There's not separation, and then they make our job tough. That's the biggest thing for the players. Make our job tough. Don't make our job easy. And, you know, that was the message. There's opportunity, but make it tough on us to make that decision real tough. So.